When Mikey Kettinger's Gifts from Atheists, Mormons, and Muslims debuted, Sean Dolan of the Herald Journal wrote an article about it. Since it was published, it's been picked up by other papers across the nation, including the Salt Lake Tribune, the Miami Herald, and U.S. News & World Report. For Kettinger, the idea was simple. Give some of the faiths that people feel the most coldly towards a chance to show some warmth. His idea was based on data from the Pew Research Center.
So those are the ones that are on the bottom of the, what they call the feeling thermometer, where they ask people, rate everybody in terms of how warm or cold you feel toward them as a metaphor. And atheists, Muslims, and Mormons are on the bottom. So those are the three that I'm trying to give an opportunity to do outreach to show people that they're not evil and that they're just humans like everybody else and that there's no reason to feel coldly toward them.
His volunteers gave offerings of food to the guests at the show. Kendra said he thinks this piece gained national attention for two reasons. First, it created a positive dialogue in a place where some people believe it doesn't happen. It showcased diversity in a state that some people see as being devoid of culture beyond the LDS church.
I think that makes it interesting to people who have a preconceived notion about what's happening in Utah from afar. They've never been here. They're probably never going to be here. But their perception then gets questioned and turned upside down. So then that becomes really interesting to them.
Secondly, he said that Dolan's story was well written and really captured the message that he wanted to share.
Well, with that project and with all my projects, I want people to think about information and think about facts and think about how they treat each other. And I hope that when they do that, like when you look at a scientific study or a survey, that you take that information and then you interpret it and you analyze it for yourself and then you let that inform your future decisions. And I hope that when people deal with my projects, that they then want to treat people in a positive way after the fact.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.